I've seen that 100 times. It still gives me goosebumps. Amen. It really does. And I do appreciate our president, amen, because he cares about the military. And that's been a long time since that's happened, so I really appreciate that. Amen. And one thing that I forgot to do, I've never forgotten to do this before, is to introduce my wife. Isn't that terrible? I know she would not forgive me if I didn't introduce. Would you please stand? Yes. She always says to me, "Don't make me stand in front of everybody," and I love to do it. So, amen. Amen. We've been married for what, 36 years, 37 years, something like that. What's this? 2017. Yeah, we've been married for a long time. Amen. All right, go ahead and take your Bibles and turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. First Thessalonians chapter 4. And if you would, and if you can, if you please stand for the reading of God's word. First Thessalonians chapter 4, and we'll start in verse number 13. "But I would not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I do thank you for your word. And God, I do pray, Lord, as we think on these things tonight, Father God, that it would change our lives and that we would look at things in a whole new way. And I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Of course, we're talking about the rapture here. And listen, wonderful, amen. Hey, how many people here this morning, you really love Jesus? Amen. Amen. You love Jesus? I love Jesus Christ. Amen. I love him so much. How many people here are looking for his return? Amen. Let's say he is coming back. Amen. Hey, listen, Jesus Christ, there is no doubt, as much as you're sitting here this evening, hey, listen, Jesus Christ is coming back. Are you excited about that? Now, let me ask you this question. Could he come back at any time? Could he come back right now? I mean, there's nothing in prophecy holding Christ from coming back. He could come back this very minute, amen? There's nothing holding him back. Look at it, in Titus 2:13, it says, "Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of that great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ." Amen? And how many people are looking for his glorious appearing? Amen. And you really truly believe that it could happen at any time? Yes. So it could happen right now. It could happen tomorrow. There's nothing holding it back. Amen or not? Are you all with me? Yes. Amen. When I was preparing this message, and actually, well, before I prepared this message and asking God what he would have me to preach, and behind our house in Aviano, Italy, we actually live on the foothill of the Dolomites, the Alps. And the Alps are like a 10-minute walk. We're already going up in them. That's how close the base is to the Alps. And I told Luann, I've done this so many times, I need to go and talk to God. Amen? And pray and ask God what he wants me to preach. Because I want to preach what God wants me to preach. Not what I feel like I ought to preach. Amen? And so I did. I walked up probably about 45 minutes to an hour up into the mountain. It takes a lot longer to get to the top. Amen? But I went up about an hour, and I was sitting on a rock, and I was praying and asking God. And God spoke to my heart. And this is what he said to me. He said, "What if this was the last sermon that you would ever preach?" Amen, Pastor? What if it was the last sermon that you ever preached? What would you preach? And not just that, how would you preach it? And shouldn't I, as a pastor, preach every sermon like it would be the last sermon that I would ever preach? Amen or not? And shouldn't we as Christians live our life in such a way to honor the Lord Jesus Christ like it could be our last day here on earth? Amen or not? And it's really true. And we should. Because Jesus is coming back. And He can come back at any time. Now, first of all, I do not know when Jesus is coming back. The Bible clearly says that only the Father knows that. Amen? I don't know that. But for illustration, all right, don't get nervous now. For illustration purposes, let's say Jesus is coming back next Monday. He's coming back next Monday. And I want you to think about this. If you knew for a fact that Jesus Christ was coming back next Monday, how would your life change right now? What things that were not so important to you today would be very important to you now? What things to you, priorities, would be that right now, before you knew this, right now, they are so important. I need to get this done. I need to do this. I need to do that. And they wouldn't be so important anymore. But there's other things that would be so important to you and I. Amen? Now, could Jesus come back at any time? You see, and of course, as Christians, we believe that. But in our life, do we really live that way? Amen or not? We need to live that way. Hey, listen, we need to understand, and I'm not trying to alarm you, but I'm trying to warn you. Because, folks, Jesus Christ is coming back. One of the things that I appreciate about your church, of course, your pastor caring about my dad, I'll never forget you for that. I really, really appreciate that. But you guys have probably the most tracks that I've seen in any other church I've ever been in. And that is marvelous. That is wonderful. Because we need to get the gospel of Jesus Christ out. Amen? I want you to understand this. In my message, I'll be going back to it, but God just laid some things in my heart tonight. Do you know, when you walk out those doors, there's no lack of lost people. Amen? I mean, we work by them, we live by them. And I said this a little while ago. Do you know what the worst thing about lost people is? Is they don't know that they're lost. Because somebody that truly understands that they're lost, they would trust Christ. Amen? Somebody that truly understands that they're lost, truly understands that there is a hell that is just as literal, just as real as heaven is. Listen, if they knew they were lost, they would get saved. Amen? And it's true. And so how, for us, for you and I as Christians, and by the way, if you're sitting here tonight and you've never truly been born again, and you may be a member here, you might come to church, you might be the most faithful person here, but in your heart, there's questions. Have I really been born again? You need to take care of that thing tonight. Because Jesus could come back at any minute. And let me tell you this. The people that are not raptured out of here will go through the tribulation period. And that's a fact. That's Bible fact. Unless they might die during when Christ comes back and planes are crashing and trains are they could die during that time. But if they live through the rapture, they're going to go through the tribulation period. And we cannot, as Christians, understand how horrible that is going to be. We can read about it, but there's no way we could understand how horrible it's going to be. So if you're sitting here and you've never been truly born again, listen, you need to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior tonight. And it's simply by putting your faith and trust in Him and Him alone to take you to heaven. Amen? Let's look at a couple of verses here. Look at Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3. And look at verses 1 and Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. The Bible says, in those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, watch now, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. All right? Repent. Why? Because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now look at Matthew chapter 4 and verse 17. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 17. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And I want you to think about something. Why would John the Baptist preach? repent. Why would Jesus Christ preach repent? Amen? Now listen, if John the Baptist preached it, it's good enough for me. But man, Jesus preached it and John the Baptist preached it. Now, we know that repentance is necessary for salvation. Amen? You've got to turn away from whatever you're trusting and turn and put all your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. And Jesus said that. Listen, you need to repent or likewise, well, what? Perish. Amen? But repentance is not just for lost people. Amen? Could Jesus come back at any minute? Listen, Christian, we need to repent. Listen, and we need to start truly loving the Lord Jesus Christ like we should. Listen, we need to start really serving the Lord Jesus Christ like we should. Listen, we need to turn away from sin. Amen? Amen or not? Amen. You listen, you don't hear a lot of preaching on repentance, do you? But preachers need to stand in pulpits and preach it just like John did, just like Jesus did, because we need to repent and turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Why is that? Look at 1 John. 1 John chapter 2. Look at verse 28. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, hey, he's coming back, amen? When he shall appear, what? We may have confidence and not be what? Ashamed before him at his coming. Listen, if we're in sin, when Jesus comes back, will we be ashamed? Absolutely. Listen, we need to repent and get right with God. Amen? They also, both John and Jesus said what? For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What does that mean? That means that it's, amen, it's coming. Amen? It's like, it's right here. They preach with an urgency. Listen, we need to live with an urgency. Listen, we need to live like Jesus is coming back tomorrow. Listen, we need to take those tracts that are sitting on that table. Listen, Pastor, listen, he ought to be like, man, guys, hey, he's got to order tract after tract. He's got to keep order thousands of tracts because y'all keep passing them out. Amen? Why? Because there is an urgency, because Jesus Christ is coming back and he's coming back soon. And we say that, we believe that. But how do we live? When's the last time that you pass a track out? Amen or not? Hey, when's the last time that you shed a tear over a soul? When's the last time that you lost sleep praying for somebody that's lost? A father, a mother, a brother or sister, praying for them, praying, listen, that they trust Jesus Christ as their Savior. This thing of hell is real, folks. And people are truly dying and going to this place called hell. And they, listen, they need you and I. The Bible says, and some have compassion, making a difference. Lost souls out those door. Listen, there is no lack there. But it's a lack of compassion in Christians in reaching those souls with the gospel. Everything seems like it's more important to you and I than reaching souls. But I want you to understand this, that when a person gets saved, there's only one reason that God leaves us on this earth. And this is so true. And we're left here to glorify God. Amen? And the best way that we can glorify God is to tell somebody else about His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen? If Jesus was coming back next Monday, how would your life change? How faithful would you be to the Lord? How many folks would be here for Sunday school? What if pastor said, look, we know Jesus is coming back Monday, so we're going to have church every day this week. Amen? And then, listen, and we're going to go out on visitation every day. Do you think you would quit your job? You know he's coming back Monday. Well, I got to get that last paycheck before Jesus comes back. I'm sorry, but to some Christians, back here in the wallet is more important than spreading the gospel, and it's really not. People need the Lord. The lost need Christians to care. You guys are going through your missions time now, correct? You have a great opportunity. I want you to think about this. And seriously, if you knew Jesus was coming back Monday, and you knew that, how would your giving change toward missions? Amen or not? It's really, I mean, I'm talking to them. Trust me, when I preach, and you get to ask my wife, this Meredith, they know me very well. When I preach, I'm preaching to myself. Amen? Pastor, you're so, always. If you knew that Jesus was coming back next Monday, you knew it for a fact. How faithful would you be in spreading the gospel? How faithful would you be to reach the lost? How would you take a stand for the Lord Jesus Christ? How many nights, again, would you lose sleep praying for that lost person on your heart? And by the way, there ought to be a lost person on your heart. Always. How many people here have somebody that's lost on your heart right now? Somebody that you want to see get saved. Now, and I'm not trying to be ugly here, but how often do you pray for them? Amen? Who said always? Amen. That's what we need to do. We need to pray for them. If we really truly believe that Jesus Christ was coming back Monday, how would it change our lives? How would it change your life? Look at John chapter 9. John chapter 9, look at verses 4 and 5. I must work the works of him that sent me. While it is day, that night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Amen. Now turn to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. Jesus Christ, no doubt, Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Amen? Now, look at Philippians chapter 2. Look at verse 15. That you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye what? Shine as lights in the world. Listen, Jesus leads us here to be the lights of this world. We are to carry the gospel light everywhere we go. Some of us, most of us, are old enough to remember incandescent light bulbs instead of fluorescent, right? Amen? Remember, I want you to think about this. When a light bulb, and guys, you definitely would know this, guys. When a light bulb burns out, what happens before it burns out? It becomes what? Very bright, right? It becomes very bright, and it goes. And that's the way we need to be. Jesus Christ is coming back soon, and we need to burn bright for the Lord Jesus Christ. If you knew that Jesus Christ is coming back Monday, how ready would you be? How faithful would you be? Hey, if the rapture was going to happen, well, you know, I got to go to that one more ball game before Jesus comes back. I have to make a little bit more money. I got to catch that one more redfish before Jesus comes back. No, we need to reach people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We focus on things that are not eternal normally. We focus on things of this world, but we need to focus on those things that are eternal. And so if you knew Jesus Christ was coming back Monday, where would your focus be? Where would you spend that last few days? What would be important to you? How would you invest your time for eternity's sake? And whom would you invest it in? How important would it be to you to bring somebody to church Sunday? Amen? You know what you would be doing? You'd be beating and banging the door, pleading with people. Come hear the Word of God. Come hear the Gospel. Amen? Look at this. Look at Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. We believe he's coming soon, amen? All right. Could be today. Watch this. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. What? And so much the more as ye see the day approaching. What's the day that's approaching? The coming of Jesus Christ. So should we be missing church for it? Hey, listen, we need to be faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ. What? And to his house. the church. Hey, when's the last time that you invited somebody to church? When's the last time that you brought somebody to the church? What's that? Sir, look, you know what? There is one thing that every preacher hates in a church. And it's just like this. Empty chairs. And it's not for status sake. Our church is very small. It has nothing to do with it. But what we care about is people to be under the preaching of the Word of God. What changed your life? Isn't it the Word of God that changed your life? It's the same thing that changes other people's lives. It's the Word of God. And people need to be under the preaching of the Word of God. We need to bring them in. Think about it right now. Who do you know that you could invite to church? Oh, they're not going to come. Listen, you don't know what's going on in the person's life. And I'll tell you this. If I could get saved, anybody could get saved. Trust me when I say that. Because I was not a nice guy. Amen? I was a sailor. And you can look up a sailor, a custom sailor in the dictionary, and you'll see a picture of me there. Amen. Now let me ask this. Did it change your life when you got saved? How many people that you know that could use a change in their life by Jesus Christ? Listen, you need to get them in here. You need to get them in here. Why are we here? To glorify God. And if the Word of God is preached to people, does that glorify God? Absolutely. Absolutely. If you had one Sunday left, would you come out soul winning on Saturday? Amen. Would you be in Sunday school? Would you be in all the services Sunday? Again, would you try to get others to come to church? If you knew that Jesus Christ was coming back Monday, tomorrow, what would your conversation be in work? Man, I'm going out fishing this weekend, and man, I can't wait. Yeah, I'm after those reds. I love to fish, okay? But if I knew Jesus would come back Monday, you think I'd be talking about fishing? What would you be talking about? Jesus is coming. Coming again. Coming again. What if it was Monday? How would your life change? Would we urge the lost to come to Christ? What about, does anybody here know a backslidden Christian? Would you try to urge them to come back to church and get right with God before Jesus came back? You see, again, we say that we believe that Jesus is coming back soon, but we live in such a way that he's not coming back for a long, long time. And folks, churches are asleep. And Christians are asleep. And we need to wake up. Noah preached and warned his generation that the flood is going to come. John the Baptist preached in the wilderness, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus Christ preached again, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Jesus told his disciples to spread the gospel. And I ask you this evening, would you heed the warning of an old retired sailor that God called to preach and go out and reach people with the gospel? Because Jesus is coming back. There's no doubt that he's coming back soon. Jesus will come back as a thief in the night. The rapture will happen in the blink of an eye. And again, if you're sitting here and in your heart you're not sure if you're saved or not, you need to trust Jesus Christ tonight. Listen, if you're sitting here and you've been in this church for a long time and there's questions in your heart if you're truly saved or not, and a lot of times we're like, because of pride's sake, you know, if I get up, people are going to look at me and, well, you know, this, I'm not going to do that. And listen, if there's anybody here who would laugh at you or say anything derogatory because you did that, they need to get right with God. Amen. Listen, for me, I don't care what anybody says. I want to go to heaven, and I don't care what anybody says. I want to get right with God get saved if I wasn't saved. Amen. If you're sitting here as a Christian and you know that your life does not glorify God like it should, and you know it in your heart, you need to get that thing right tonight. Amen? Because what if Jesus came back tomorrow? Do you want to be a shame that is appearing? Or do you want to open him with welcome, with open arms, welcome? Jesus, I've been waiting for you. Amen? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father God, I do thank you for your word. And Father God, I do pray for each person here tonight. I pray for myself, God, that we would wake up and spread the gospel here and around the world. And even if we give mission money to send missionaries around the world, but we're not reaching people with the gospel in our own neighborhoods, if we're not reaching people where we work, but we're still sending missionaries around the world, then we've missed the whole point of this whole thing. That we do what we're supposed to do here, reaching people with the gospel of Jesus Christ as we send others around the world. That is the Great Commission. And Father God, I pray, Lord, that you work in hearts through an invitation. And I pray these things in Jesus' name. With your eyes closed and your heads bowed, nobody looking around. An invitation is time that you look in your own heart. Because that's where it really matters. And you may be sitting here this evening, and again, in your heart, you're not sure if you're truly saved or not. Do not let pride keep you from making sure. Do not let pride keep you from truly trusting Christ as your Savior. God knows your heart. He knows if you're truly saved or not. He knows. You slip up your hand and say, Brother War, I am not 100% sure if I'm saved. I really don't know that. I want to trust Christ. I want to go to heaven, but I'm not 100% sure. You slip up your hand. Is there anybody here with any doubts? You slip up your hand. Amen. You're sitting here this evening and say, Brother War, there's some things that I need to do in my life to get right with God the way I should be. Maybe small things, maybe big things, but there's some things that I need to get right with God tonight. You slip up your hand. I need to get right with God. God bless you, brother. God bless you. Anybody else? I need to get... God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Listen, do not wait another day because Jesus is coming. He really is. And we believe that and we preach it and we teach it and we read it in the Bible. Anybody else? I need to get right with God. I know I really need to do. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. If you please stand with your eyes closed and head bowed. And listen, if you need to come back, and there's many hands that were raised, if you need to come down to the altar and get right with God, please come down right now. Come on, slip out of your chair. You raise your hand. Listen, come down and get along with God. Come on. Slip. Hey, brother, you raise your hand. Come down and get along with God. Sister, you raise your hand. Come on down and get along with God.